As they got higher, the weeds got thicker. Many had thorns, and they had to be careful walking through them. Stanley would have liked to stop and rest, but he was afraid they'd never get started again. As long as Zero could keep going, he could keep going too. Besides, he knew they didn't have much daylight left. As the sky darkened, bugs began appearing above the weed patches. A swarm of gnats hovered around them, attracted by their sweat. Neither Stanley nor Zero had the strength to try to swat at them. "How are you doing?" Stanley asked. Zero pointed, thumbs up. Then he said, "If a gnat lands on me, it will knock me over." Stanley gave him some more words. "B-U-G-S," he spelled. Zero concentrated hard, then said, "Boogs." Stanley laughed. A wide smile spread across Zero's sick and weary face as well. "Bugs," he said. "Good," said Stanley. "Remember, it's a short U if there's no E at the end." "Okay, here's a hard one. How about L-U-N-C-H? La-la-un." Suddenly, Zero made a terrible wrenching noise as he doubled over and grabbed his stomach. His frail body shook violently, and he threw up, emptying his stomach of the sploosh. He leaned on his knees and took several deep breaths. Then he straightened up and continued going. The swarm of gnats stayed behind, preferring the contents of Zero's stomach to the sweat on the boys' faces.